for KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez. A bill to prevent the use of warehouses for private detention centers cleared its first hurdle on Wednesday in the state legislature. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
The bill introduced by Democratic Senator Sabrina Cervantes aims to prevent cities and counties from changing their zoning laws to allow for the construction of private detention centers. It will also block the conversion of existing buildings and warehouses. Cervantes says warehouses aren't designed to be inhabited by humans.
Our society must confront the fact that inhumane private detention facilities prioritize profit over human suffering.
Hector Pereira is with the Inland Coalition for Immigrant Justice. Pereira says he's concerned DHS is looking for a place to detain immigrants in the Inland Empire.
We have hundreds and hundreds of warehouses in our region, many of them sit vacant, and we do not need private immigrant detention centers in neighborhoods.
The Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that they aim to work with officials on both sides of the aisle to expand detention space. The bill was passed by the Senate Local Government Committee on Wednesday and now heads to the Appropriations Committee. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria in San Bernardino.
A federal appeals court has struck down a California law that required immigration agents wearing face coverings to show visible ID. This was part of the ICE mask ban bill package that California passed last year, after agents repeatedly showed up for immigration raids wearing masks and without identification. The ruling marks a victory for the Trump administration, which had sued to overturn the laws, saying California didn't have the authority to regulate federal law enforcement. CalMatters' Nigel Duara has been following the case and has more on the court's findings.
They said that there's two big problems. One is this old case from 1890 that essentially says that federal officers conducting their duties can't be interfered with by state government. But more importantly, they ran into something called the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which says that the states can't do anything that regulates the operations of the federal government. But all signals point to them appealing this.
California's ban on immigration agents wearing masks is also tied up in the courts right now under a separate injunction. While announcing the addition of three new state parks in the Central Valley, Governor Gavin Newsom took time out to slam President Trump, this time on the economy and cost of living.
The price spikes in this state are directly attributable to the actions of the President of the United States. And the President of the United States needs to be held to account not only to those actions and the consequences of it, but he needs to end this war and he needs to address the growing crisis at the pump.
When it comes to gas prices, critics, including the Trump administration, pin California's high cost to the state's strict environmental regulations, high taxes, and reduced in-state refining capacity. They point out California has had the highest gas price in the country for years. The average price for a gallon of unleaded in California today is $5.83 a gallon, according to AAA. The national average is $4.02. Motorists in the state pay 71 cents a gallon in state-level taxes and fees, the highest in the country. Newsom and legislative Democrats have refused Republican attempts to lower the tax, even temporarily. In fact, it's set to go up again on July 1st when a yearly inflation adjustment kicks in. A candlelit vigil is scheduled tonight in Riverside to honor the memories of county residents whose lives have been taken in acts of violence. This year, National Crimes Victim Rights Week is April 20th through the 25th. The occasion is recognized in special ceremonies hosted by the DA's office annually since 2004. The memorial is set for 7 p.m. tonight, beginning with a brief ceremony outside the Riverside Historic Courthouse on Main Street. Then attendees will walk and gather at the victim's memorial courtyard adjacent to the DA's headquarters on 3960 Orange Street. This has been your Midday News Report. For KVCR News, I'm Tony Lopez.